Good morning. It's 9:22.
Pope Benedict is resigning at the end of the month, making him the first pontiff to leave the papacy in nearly 600 years. The 85-year-old Benedict announced his decision in Latin during a meeting of Vatican cardinals this morning, saying that his strengths due to the advanced age that he is at, 85, are no longer suited to an adequate exercise of his ministry.
Joining us live this morning, Trinity University President Pat McGuire. President McGuire, I guess you were surprised as everybody else was this morning.
This was very surprising news. Yes, no one expected this.
So does it herald a change in direction for the church? A new pope will be coming in. Presumably, it will be someone who will be younger than Pope Benedict was at 78 when he first assumed the papacy. Could that mean a new direction?
Well, certainly it will be someone who is younger. Whether it signals a whole new direction for the church, I think we need to be very cautious about that kind of prediction. The church is a 2,000-year-old institution, and actually the younger bishops who have been appointed during the papacy of both Pope Benedict and his predecessor, Pope John Paul, tend to be pretty conservative fellows. I think there will be a great tendency to keep the ship of the church running in the same direction, although the period of the conclave and leading up to that will certainly be a time of great discussion among the faithful about what changes a new pope should undertake.
Since this is the first time in nearly 600 years that a pope is resigning, I wonder if this sets the stage for future popes to step down when they get to a point, an advanced age, when they decide it's just too much.
You know, I think it may well be that one of the best legacies that Pope Benedict leaves to the church is the idea that you don't have to die in office. I think this is a very progressive move on his part. We all wish him well, and I hope this does signal the idea that leadership must change in every organization.
Although historically, when we look at it, I guess one of the reasons why popes remain, even as their health might be failing and their age might be advancing, is that it was clear there was only one leader of the church. Could there be some period of time here now where you'll have two popes, in essence?
Well, he has to conduct himself in a way that does not give any opportunity for that to arise. Look, here in the United States, we have several living former presidents, and it works quite well in this large country. I think it can work just as well for the church. A lot depends on how Pope Benedict conducts himself in retirement, and I have every reason to believe that he will do it with great respect for the new pope.
I would think he'd probably be pretty quiet if that's the case.
I think so. And you know, I mean, we have to take him at his word that he's got serious health problems. Age 85 is a great age. I think he will be occupied with his final stages of life.
As a woman, how do you feel about Benedict's ideas? And they are very conservative about women and their role in the church. And do you see that as an area where there could be change?
Well, we all hope that there will someday be change and improvement in the condition of women in the church. As a president of a Catholic university, I hold probably one of the more significant kinds of positions that women can hold in the church. And I am always quick to point out that women have been the teachers for generations. So we are, in fact, quite powerful already. Whether a new pope will change the rules, let's say, about women being priests, I'm very doubtful of that. I think, however, there will be pressure to look at the rules about not only women, but celibate priests and so forth. I think these issues all come back to the table.
Very good. Appreciate your input this morning. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Trinity University President Pat McGuire.